The Zigzag Principle, the goal-setting strategy that will revolutionize your business and your life. Author, Rich Christensen. A straight line or a zigzag? It might be a set principle in life to follow a straight line to get from point A to point B. It is the shortest and most direct path. But in the world of entrepreneurship, it requires that straight lines, at some points, perhaps at many points, be transformed into zigzags. In business, adjustments and course directions are always required. The diversion and detours that would seem to be upsetting our plans and hence are frustrating can create more stable and solid businesses. Instead of falling off cliffs, we need to see the right corner and make a turn. We need to learn when and how to zigzag. Components of the Zigzag Principle. The following are tried and true principles that will help you make your way to the top of any peak you decide to summit. 1. Assessing resources. Success is actually the result of identifying and maximizing a couple of foundational resources that have nothing to do with our traditional view of capital and have everything to do with zigzagging toward our intended outcome. The value equation says that the mental capital, meaning our knowledge, skills, talents, and passions, plus our relationship capital, meaning the quality of our relationships with a broad pool of friends and associates, will equal financial capital. 2. Mental capital. Whether your resources of information are traditional or non-traditional, your mental capital is your ability to apply that information. As you assess your mental capital, by all means consider what you've learned in school, but also consider what you're good at. 3. Relationship capital. Building relationships is an important, never-ending opportunity that will set the foundation for your zigzagging. It will open more doors for you that you can never imagine. It's also a process that needs to be looked at from the right perspective. 4. Beacons into the fog. Entrepreneurship is having the courage to wander in the fog. Our lives inevitably involve some wandering into the fog. However, it is one thing to wander aimlessly, which some of us unfortunately do. It is a very different matter to identify and set our sights on a big, audacious goal, which becomes our beacon in the fog. With that beacon firmly in mind, we are far better equipped to head into the darkness, knowing we may not always be able to see where we're going with crystal clarity, but still know where we're headed. 5. Locating your beacon. Finding your beacon is a very personal and individual pursuit, but there are some principles that should guide you. Your beacons in the fog are generally longer-term goals that your short-term and mid-term goals will lead you toward. You can have several beacons you are working toward in different areas of your life. 6. Values. Values are the infrastructure or highway system we travel to reach your goals. Values are the infrastructure you are going to use as you build toward your goals. They include the behavior you are going to exhibit, the culture you want to create, and the rules you will follow. Identifying your values, based on your purposes and objectives, is essential so you can clearly define where you're headed with your venture. The structure of the Zigzag Principle. The Zigzag Principle for growing your business follows a specific pattern. Once you get the foundation for your business in place, then you begin to zig and zag. Zig number 1. Always get to cash. Zag number 2. Adding resources. Zig number 3. Scaling the business. Zig number 1. Drive to profitability. Whether you are starting out in life or starting a business, or are broke and starting over, your first zig always needs to take you towards profitability. Profitability means you're able to pay all of your bills and have enough cash to move forward with your plans. The first zig requires sheer grit and raw determination. Components of zig number 1. Because your first zig is so important, here's a dissection of most of its components and a look at each one individually. 1. Financial number. You have to have a financial target number specifying how much you want to bring in. 2. Allocation of time. How much time you are going to dedicate to getting cash. How long will you give yourself to achieve this financial target? 3. Duration of time. How long are you willing to run in this place? Anyone can sprint for a block or two, but what reserves do you have if you end up needing to run on a marathon? 4. Financial target. What is your target for the profit you want to make? How and why is this different from your financial number above? What is your goal for how much profit you want to make? 5. Financial resources. How much in the way of financial resources are you willing to invest? How do you want to allocate your financial resources? 6. Relationship capital. It is important in the early stages of your business not to drain your whole relationship bank account. Selectively choose a few individuals who can help you, but carefully define and limit how much relationship capital you're willing to spend. Then make sure to give those people a thank you and put something back in their relationship bank account. Zag number 2. adding resources. Once you have enough cash from your first SIG, you can use it to add those people, equipment, and other resources that you need. You need to do so in order to help perform the labor-intensive work that keeps the cash flowing. Then you're able to spend more of your time defining the process and adding meat to the bones of your organization. This is the time to formalize, structure, and expand those things that led you to your initial success in SIG number 1. SIG number 3, adding scale. The third SIG is about adding scale to your undertaking. After getting to cash and then adding resources and processes, you need to add scale to get your product or services to the masses. In simple terms, scale is something that can be published or duplicated or sold over and over again. Boundaries and guardrails. As you zigzag down the mountain toward your goal, you need to realize there are hazards on either side of the ski run. Ski resorts groom and prepare the areas intended for skiers. However, experienced skiers know that just beyond the groomed runs are trees, rocks, potential avalanches, cliffs, and other dangers that may cause injury or even death. The same is true in business and in life. If we're smart, we establish boundaries and guardrails to keep us away from perils on the groomed slopes that lead to our goals. Some people think zigzagging is easier a lazy person's game. The reality is it requires great discipline and control. Any skier will tell you that traversing a steep mountain requires a strong back and legs, quick reflexes, and agility, while heading straight down is far less taxing. That is, until you crash and burn. To avoid disaster, you're going to want to create boundaries and set guardrails, which will keep you headed in the direction of your goal and away from your own personal train wreck. The zigzag principle is a disciplined approach to business and life. It's not an easy approach. In fact, it requires incredible effort to traverse the mountain before you as you make your way to your destination. But being willing to zigzag and then doing it with control will help you build a business and a life that will be stable and strong.